So when you go out and you ride a bike, pretty much anywhere in America, you're riding in a place that is built and maintained for cars. And the culture is just for cars, basically. My name's Alex Doig, and I am the general manager at Urban Adventures. So I ride my bike every single day, usually about 10 miles each day. I'm averaging about 50 to 100 miles a week, and that's primarily in the city. This is the big thing, what this all comes down to, is that America is set up for cars. There are a few instances, maybe a stretch of a few blocks here and there, that I think are actually designed quite well. I've probably made contact with a car maybe 3 times or 4 times. I've only ever really been hit by a car like once. So I was filtering between the cars, as you're legally allowed to do, and a driver in the left lane needed to make a very quick right, and she just kind of like swiped right over me. It just goes to show you that even when the cyclist is technically doing nothing wrong by the letter of the law, the infrastructure is really not set up always for bikes, and that is very dangerous.
I'm Patrick Baxter. I'm the engineering manager for traffic, parking, and transportation in Cambridge. So we have a lot of projects. On the larger side, we have big projects providing separated bike lanes and protected infrastructure. Then on kind of the medium scale side, we have projects where we use a combination of signs and striping. And then we also have spot improvement projects where we do smaller things like a bike signal or minor striping improvements in an intersection based on, you know, crash patterns or just reports of access issues or observations that our staff have of things we can do to make the bike lanes both easier to use, more obvious for drivers and bicyclists, and safer.
I personally have worked on, you know, looking at some of the designs of the streets that come back, and we give feedback on them, just sort of saying, you know, like, for example, like, why is this, you know, why is there no protection here? So Cambridge has a lot of room to improve, but there certainly are, you know, there are definitely bike lanes. But it's sort of like now that, you know, protected bike lanes have been kind of more becoming mainstream, like Cambridge does have a while to go to actually put protected bike lanes on. I think separation is key. For someone who's younger, or, you know, for someone with young children, or, you know, an older rider, you know, they do want separation.
There's an intersection, there's a lot of intersections like this where the pedestrians push a button to cross the street and the whole intersection locks down. Like the little white man shows up and the pedestrians all cross. Now, a lot of times that's one person and they just cross really quickly and then the whole intersection is shut down for like 15 seconds. Now, me on my bicycle, I will slowly approach the intersection and then I will go right through that red light. From my point of view, I don't want to start at the intersection with a bunch of cars that are going a different speed and might not be able to see me. So what I'm going to do is safely filter through that red light. The laws are designed and built for cars, right? Because cars have more blind spots, you're encased, you can't hear things, you can't see things. But when you're sitting on a bicycle in traffic at a red light, you can see so much more. You have a much better idea of what's safe to do and what's not. I don't advocate for breaking the law when you're riding a bicycle, but there is a big gray area where the laws, which were designed with cars in mind originally, don't always hold up to what's the safest thing to do when you're on a bike.
I have to agree. Yes, going at the same time as pedestrians, but making sure to yield to them. Yeah, I would say yes, it does lead to safety.
This is Jacob Sperry reporting on bicycle safety in Cambridge from Newview Studio.